Hello and welcome to a very special edition of The Gutter. It's the first of the new sub-brand of The Gutter, known as The Managerial Gutter. And it's a successor to The Catastrophe Gutter, which got up and flying and hopefully won't go back to a Catastrophe Gutter again for some time to come. So The Managerial Gutter, the first guests on this initial Managerial Gutter are Neil, Beth and Craig. So we're now nearly two weeks since Jürgen broke the news that he's deserting us. Yes, deserting us in our hours of need. So our thoughts turn to who's going to replace the irreplaceable man. Craig, I've put in front of me the betting. Can I just read that out for the viewers?
Yes, of course.
And then we can start dissecting some of the names. As of yesterday afternoon when I Googled this and cut and paste it, Xabi Alonso was still 4-5 favourite. I think that slipped a bit. I'm sure he was something like 4-11 maybe a week before. That's interesting. Second favourite, Roberto Di Zerbi, 8-1. Pep Linders, madly 12-1. Ruben Amorim, 14-1. Nagelsmann, 14-1. Zinedine Zidane, 20-1, etc., etc. One of the names, actually, I haven't got the odds on there, is one who we will discuss today, and that is medium-sized Ange from Tottenham. And because I've noticed he's lost a bit of timber, so I think we should pay him the respect that is due. But let's start with the favourite's favourite, Xabi Alonso, Craig. Actually, before I keep saying your name, but I've still got stuff to say, so I'm going to stay this.
Go on.
I've got to read out this fantastic quote, actually, from the... And I've now lost my notes. Here we go. This fantastic quote from... The Marseille president, Pablo Longoria, claims that Xabi rejected the chance to join him. I'm not sure when that was, but he rejected the chance with elegance, according to Pablo. He said, "I went to see him. He told me no with an elegance. The same elegance he had when he played football. A 40-yard crossbar in his feet." What the fuck? Sorry, I'm just reading it. Don't shoot the messenger. "He was telling me no. I should have been upset, but I almost wanted to thank him. You see that his brain goes at another speed. He knew exactly the 3 or 4 clubs he wanted to coach and was ready to wait for them." Tell you what, Craig, that got me juiced.